Gentle encouragement, not shaming, and incentives for lifestyle change are a better path. The inactivists have also sought to hijack actual climate progress by promoting non-solution solutions. According to the author, these include natural gas, carbon capture, and geoengineering. He argues that the fossil fuel industry has been granted the greatest subsidy ever, the privilege to dump its waste products into the atmosphere at no charge. What we need are mechanisms that force polluters to pay for the climate damage done by their products, fossil fuels, tilting the advantage to those forms of energy that aren't destroying our planetary home, i.e. cap and trade, carbon taxes and carbon credits. He does believe that civilization can be saved, but only if we learn to recognize the current tactics of the enemy, that is, the forces of inaction and how to combat them. The book outlines his four-point battle plan to do this. 1. Disregard the doomsayers. The misguided belief that, quote, it's too late to act is just another way of these companies justifying business as usual and a continued reliance on fossil fuels. 2. A child shall lead them. The youngest generation is fighting tooth and nail to save the planet. We should model our actions after theirs. 3. Educate, educate, educate. Don't waste time and effort on persuading unmovable, hardcore climate change deniers. Instead, help inform the confused middle ground. And 4. Changing the system requires systemic change. We need policies that will incentivize a shift away from fossil fuel burning towards a clean, green global economy. What you have to watch. The evidence keeps coming in a somewhat relentless way over 200 pages. It's all meticulously referenced, but arguably a little overwhelming at times for the lay person. And a footnote. Michael Mann is one of the scientists behind the galvanizing so-called hockey stick graph. Published in 1999, it showed the average global temperature remained relatively stable for nearly 1,000 years until the data hit the 20th century. It showed an immediate steep rise in temperature, and it earned Mann years of harassment from those with vested interest in business continuing as usual.